Well, that was Jennifer Perry from her CD Himele Aloha. And hopefully we'll get Jennifer on the phone here. I think she's over in Hawaii standing by for the call. So let's place a call to Hawaii.
Hello?
Hi, Jennifer. Aloha. This is Kalkini Norm from KAPULP. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, doing great. How are things over in Hawaii today?
It's good. It's actually... It was a very nice morning, but we have some of that fog coming in, so not too clear as it usually is.
Yeah, I heard I was on Facebook today, and I saw some people that were talking about the fog over in Maui, so I think it's even worse over in Maui.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to see far away.
But doesn't
it, unusual for here.
Doesn't that make for some beautiful sunsets, though?
I don't know. I haven't seen the sunsets in a while, but it's been pretty, you know, foggy where you can't really see the sun.
Oh, wow. It must be really, really heavy. Yeah. Well, hope for some trade winds to blow through and clean it all out.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So what have you been up to these days? We're all looking forward to you coming over to Santa Cruz with your concert with Herb Oda and John Yamasato.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Yeah, and we are very, very excited. First off, I want to say congratulations for having your CD, Himele Aloha, nominated for a Hawaii Music Award. Are you excited about that?
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you. I didn't even, wasn't even expecting that. And Herb called me the other day and, you know, he's like, oh, you've been nominated. And it totally slipped my mind that it was award season and I'm getting so excited. And, you know, I'm just honored that I can even be nominated. So I'm really, really excited.
Well, that's wonderful. It really is a beautiful CD. I just played a song right before I placed the call, Ku'umome Makamai, and I'll play a couple more after we finish talking here from that CD. So we're getting some airplay here at KAPU, that's for sure.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Greatly appreciated.
So what's exciting with you? What are you up to besides the trip to Santa Cruz and San Jose? What are you up to?
Yeah, well, lately I haven't been able to do too many lives down here, but I've been in the recording studio and kind of, you know, starting a new project for another album and getting ready for this tour. You know, we had some rehearsals and stuff, Herb and John and I, which is always fun. I'm sure you know the two guys, so, you know, the one-hour rehearsal turns into like 5 hours of jokes and nothing else, but... you know, just rehearsing with them, and I'm actually going to do Rent, the Broadway musical, and I did it the last few years, and I will be doing it again this year. At the end of the year, I'll be moving up to Japan for about 6 months. So I've been actually training for that and getting my body into shape and all that good stuff. So I've been kind of busy, but more busy underground and not really out and about. Getting to do lives, which I love doing. So I'm really, really excited to come up and to perform at these, you know, great venues. And I'm scared what the weather's like.
Well, it's winter time over here. Bring a warm coat. You never know. It might be raining. Today was a rainy day, but we'll do our best for you, Jennifer. But I can't promise you anything.
But okay, thank you.
Talk a little bit about this musical that you're doing over in Japan. I mean, that's you know Marlene Tsai, right?
Yeah, did she do Miss Saigon?
No, she did. South Pacific. She did the Broadway remake of South Pacific in Hawaii. So you have something in common with the great Marlene Tsai. Both of you are Broadway musical actors. You in Japan and her in Hawaii. I don't know too many other Hawaiian performers that have done that. But hats off to you. What's it like being in a Broadway type production of a musical?
I've never done Broadway. This is my first time doing it, and you know, I really thought it was going to be extremely stressful, and it was difficult. But the cast members that I had, and the staff, and everybody, and even this play is such an inspirational, amazing play, and it was so much fun, and I got to learn so much, but without you know, without all the stress and, you know, feeling like it's a job. And before I started doing it, I really thought it was going to be, you know, a hard thing for me to do, but it actually came very naturally, and it became this outstanding play in Japan. This is they did Rent in Japanese, so it's in the Japanese language.
And is this going to be in Japanese again?
So even that more so, it's, you know, Japanese is my second language, but, you know, again, everything just came naturally, and it's a role that I wanted to play since I was 10 years old. I seen it. They came to Hawaii for a touring show one year, and I seen this character Mimi, which is the female in this play. And I looked to my mom and I said, "Man, I gotta be her before I die." I got contacted from Japan, which, you know, still to this day I can't believe. And I was actually pregnant with my daughter when I auditioned for the role, but it's just amazing how everything worked out, and I'm just so glad I'm fortunate enough to do it again.
Uh-huh. Well, but from a physical standpoint, isn't it pretty demanding? Because it's not like standing in front of a microphone and just performing at a concert.
Right. Yeah, it's 2 hours and 45 minutes long, and the girl that I play is actually, she's a dancer, so I am running around that stage like a crazy maniac, but it's so much fun. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
So that's why you're in the gym right now, trying to get in shape
She's a heroin addict, so I actually need to be like 10 to 15 pounds smaller than what I just walk around.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
So yeah. I'm on strict diet and strict training exercise program, so mm-hmm. just getting ready for that.
Yeah, well, and you also had, right now you're doing work with Herb Oda Jr., and before that you did quite a bit of work with Jake Shimabukuro. What was that like, working with Jake on the movie Hula Girls?
Oh, it was so much fun. I knew Jake since I was about like 12 or 13 years old, and, you know, he's always been like a big brother to me. And, you know, one year he just asked me to, you know, start touring with him, start just going around with him, and Hula Girls just came up out of the blue one day, and nobody thought it was going to be, you know, such a huge success, and I'm so happy and lucky that I got to be a part of it. And I mean, I still get a bunch of people coming up to me talking about the movie, even though it's been, I think, like almost 4 years ago.
Yeah, we saw it when it was playing in San. My wife and I and a bunch of her hula brothers and sisters. My wife is in a halau here in Santa Cruz, and we went and saw it. I loved it. I ended up crying at the end of the movie. I mean, it's a very emotional. It's a funny. It's a very emotional movie. But the soundtrack is such an important part of that movie, and you have such a big contribution to the soundtrack. Your voice just really, really stands out through that movie. It's just wonderful.
Thank you. Actually, a funny inside story to that is I had bronchitis when I sang that song. Really, really, really bad. I couldn't even speak. But, I mean, I guess that kind of gave that little extra, bittersweet sound.
Yeah,
so.
Well, you certainly, I never would have known that. Now, I'm gonna have to re-listen to the CD because I
now, do. Now you'll hear it.
Yeah, I'll know. Well, yeah. Hey, you know, in doing research for the interview here, I looked up to see if you had some postings on YouTube, and there's a couple postings of you on YouTube doing music with Herb Oda Jr. I saw one from, I guess, the Waikiki Spam Jam, and I can't remember what it was, but the YouTube videos that are up are pretty neat. What do you think of YouTube? I mean, do you like seeing yourself up on YouTube?
I do. I mean, I think, you know, it's done a lot of good for people, and it's a good, it's a good, like, self-free promotion. And, I mean, I think if you have the right stuff, I'd never had any bad videos up or, you know, stuff I didn't want, so I only have positive thoughts on YouTube.
Yeah.
But I think it's good. It's, you know, it's just another way for people to know who you are, especially because, you know, we're in the middle of the ocean, kind of far away from everybody else. So, you know, it's kind of a good way for the people of Hawaii to kind of, you know, get their name out in the mainland and stuff like that. And I do have people that write to me, you know, saying I did see your stuff on YouTube, and they are coming to, you know, a couple of the shows and stuff like that. So it really is a good, you know, place for promotion and, you know, get your name out and whatnot. So.
Yeah, you know that old saying that any publicity is good publicity, right? And the more people are aware of your presence out there, I think the better off people are. But you've been around, you know, you're a very young person, but you've been around for a long, long time. I mean, how did you've been in show business, per se, since you were, like, what, 8 years old?
Yeah, I started when I was 8. Well, I guess they call it professional if you get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say I was professional, but I guess by the books, I was getting paid to perform and stuff when I was about 8 years old. And I just started at, you know, the local mall. It's called Ala Moana Center.
Yeah, been there.
Yeah, so Ala Moana Center has, you know, the stage. Uh-huh. To us, it's like the stage because it's Ala Moana Center stage. But, you know, they used to... during the summer and during the winter, they used to put on, like, these awesome productions and, you know, Christmas shows and all this kind of stuff. And that's how I actually started.
Uh-huh.
And then it just grew from there, from that. There's a local TV person. His name is Tiny Tadani. And he, you know, seen me singing on that center stage show that I was doing. And I got asked to be a TV host. Because of it. So everything was, you know, pretty much connected, and I just been lucky throughout the years and whatnot, but I've been around for a little while.
When you were doing your TV hosting, how old were you then?
I was 12.
So that must have been a lot of fun for you as an adolescent.
I mean, I went to school, and right after school, my mom would pick me up, and I would go and host a TV show. So it was really fun. It was great, and it's something... You know, I've always been doing, and I've always had a passion for since such a young age. And, you know, I'm just excited that now I'm older and I get to do, you know, bigger and better stuff. And I get to, like, go to California and go to Japan and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
it's been a really fun adventure for me.
Well, it's great to hear your enthusiasm for the music. And I guess one last question. The new CD that you're working on, is it going to be a mix of contemporary and traditional Hawaiian like your current CD? Or what kind of mix is it going to be?
Yeah, I am trying to do a contemporary Hawaiian feel. But I'm also trying to bring in a little bit of jazz flavor and trying to make it a little bit sophisticated. You know, I have this one song that I absolutely love, and I've been singing it all my lives, and people have been asking me, you know, if it's on the Hemele album, and unfortunately it's not. But it's a song called Straight Hula Girl.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the videos that I saw.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just recorded it, and I'm even thinking about maybe putting it out as a single or something, because I love it so much, and I will be singing that live at the concert.
Oh, that's great. I was actually going to request that of you when you showed up. That's wonderful. I'm really glad to hear that.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that song, and that is a Hawaiian contemporary song, but I put a little bit of... a jazz trio kind of thing on it. So, you know, I'm really excited about that song.
Cool.
So that's kind of song that's, you know, I'm working my album around that song right now. So we'll see.
Well, that'd be great. Well, Jennifer, I don't want to keep you too long. I really appreciate you spending some time with us on the radio here. And we really, really look forward to seeing you in Santa Cruz on February the 3rd with Herb Oda and John Yamasato. So, I guess we'll say a hui ho and aloha until I see you at Kumbwa.
Okay, aloha. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, Jennifer, you take care.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that sure was great speaking with Jennifer Perry over in Hawaii. And, wow, she really did sound enthusiastic about the stuff that she's doing, and rightly so, because she's a wonderful performer. Let's listen to her... do another song off of her He Mele Aloha Songs of Love CD. This is Pua Olena.